It's a good day to look into the future.
Put yourself out there, see if you can't move on up socially, and get laid.
Taurus. I'm assuming they're talking about a Ford Taurus.
I'm assuming inside a Ford Taurus, you and Leo, the moon of Saturn is full. When Saturn's close, he wants you to stick your finger through his rings.
Don't you dare.
And that's horoscopes, because it's all bullshit. We make it up on the spot. I feel like horoscopes, you know, back when horoscopes were, I guess, a trendy thing to buy into, they were mostly just for editors to take up space where they couldn't sell ads. I think that's why it became a thing. Then once the trend caught on, it was like, oh, okay, people actually read these? All right, we'll make it a weekly thing then, or a daily thing. It's just a way to boost revenue.
This segment sponsored by the Staunton Genie Palace. Scientifically proven fun.
Let's be honest, if it was real science, no one would read it. No one. Not even you. When I was visiting the Smithsonian, I actually got to see the bottle they used as a prop in I Dream of Jeannie. Thought that was cool. I didn't take a picture of it because I just look up a fucking picture of it.
Well, if someone dies and you're there before they take the body off, you could probably hold their hand and take a picture of that. Well, you're not going to be able to look a picture up of that.
Well, I mean, I got to take a few angles here, and maybe like one of these things where I'll set it in the corner and it catches like half my face as I'm partially praying, but really I'm trying to angle it to where you get part of my face, part of their face, and it looks like a Christian album cover. Do that in a black and white. Glaze it over with a nice starry effect. That should get a couple reactions.
I've got some injury news.
Oh, okay.
Aubrey Plaza, the Parks and Recreation actor. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. She's a very attractive, sarcastic humorist.
Humorist
is what I choose to call her.
Tears ACL playing basketball during the WNBA All-Star Weekend. She came this weekend with a healthy knee. She's leaving with a torn ACL thanks to a hearty game of knockout at the Mercury practice facility. Knockout is a basketball game where players line up behind the free throw line and try to make a shot before the player behind them does.
That's actually kind of cool. I never have heard of that before. It makes me think if I've seen that being played before, I didn't know what I was watching.
Do you suspect foul play?
I don't. I think she plays hard and gets injured hard.
But there could be foul play, Robin Todd investigates.
Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, we could put something together. I'm going to go investigate her. I'll give her the third degree.
Just Todd investigates.
Yeah,
as it turns
out. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'll let you have it.
Thank you. I'd like to visit the bottom floor of that plaza. You know what I'm talking about.
I got you. You want to tie her shoes?
Yeah.
Because she's probably got
tongue.
She's probably got one of those telescoping hinged knee braces.
I got a telescoping and something.
It's that shoe. I mean, pretty much someone's gonna have to tie it.
Probably. But I got like a small-time crush on her. Like, she's like kind of like plain Jane pretty to me. Like, she doesn't need to be glamorous, doesn't need to doll up. Although she looks very pretty at the Academy Awards. But it's like, honestly, t-shirt, jeans, she's hot.
Before this, I couldn't have even told you who she was. But that's injury news.
Injury with Aubrey Plaza.
Could you at least stay with the show and not leave and run off with her?
No, that's fine.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. LSU sophomore cornerback Javian Toviano surrendered to authorities Sunday on charges of video voyeurism.
Oh, man. I thought that was just voyeurism. I didn't know that carried an extra category.
It's not quite like the Bucky's Founders kid.
Oh, okay.
Similar, but it was actually his girlfriend.
Okay, so at least he knew the victim.
The woman found videos of the two on his iPad that were recorded through a clock with a built-in camera placed near the bed against her will, against her knowledge.
Wait, against her will? We don't need this clock. Damn it, we're having this clock right here, the rim of the toilet seat.
I guess
perfect place.
What were the two things? Against her knowledge. Okay, so she didn't know.
Okay, yeah, but, that makes, yeah.
But here's where the against her will comes into play.
Okay.
In the past, he had recorded her, and she told him not to do that anymore. She did not want to be recorded.
Oh, okay, okay. So it wasn't like she had like an anti-clock stance. It was more or less like, I don't want to be recorded stance. I thought the clock was the issue, not the hidden camera. My mistake.
Y'all follow that, listeners? It's not the clock. It's the video recording she didn't want to occur. She told him, I'm going to let you slide this time. Don't do it again.
Yeah.
He did it again.
He did it again.
He's in jail.
That explains the clock right there, the rim of the toilet seat. Little awkward placement, but he had a very good explanation. It seemed very convincing at the time.
Without hitting on it too much, here's just a statement. Biden hesitated to drop out over concern Kamala couldn't beat Trump. So that was his hesitation. He thought, Kamala can't do it. I'm sure he'll go ahead and endorse her, though, hasn't already.
Well, yeah, that was part of like the grand announcement of him.
Let me give her statement. Kamala Harris's first public remarks since Biden has dropped out. You ready for it?
Yay, I'm going to win.
Shorter than that. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, that sums it up. That's all you really need to say. Yeah, appreciate it, Joe. Passing the mic. Thank you. Here's what it comes down to. It doesn't really matter who gets the nomination. You have two stark differences between the parties right now. So pick your poison. It doesn't really matter whose name is on the ballot. It comes down to that little R and little D because the fringes have now become closer to the center point of politics, at least representing politics. That's why you have two candidates most people complain about.
Did the New World Order tell you to say that?
No. I wrote that, and the New World Order bought it from me.
You want gymnastic love, death news, or...
fatality.
Boob news.
Ah, man. You know, the love and death news seem very intriguing until you mention the other one. So let's go boobs.
Jesse James Decker. Ooh. See, I don't know who that is. Do you again know who that is?
No. I just like the name. That's why I reacted.
Quote, I plan to downsize boob implants.
Okay.
Secondary quote, I enjoyed the Playboy melons while it lasted.
Well, I mean, he makes it sound like a fad. Big boobs haven't really disappeared. It's, you know, kind of like a preference thing. They'll always be preferred by some guys. And women, for that matter.
Well, she's giving them a send-off. It's kind of like, yeah, I enjoyed it, the time we had.
We'll keep in touch. I'll write letters every day. Never forget you. Love you. To both of you. And your pepperoni-style nipples.
XOXO.
XOXO. That's where you cut O to make the incision O.
Big hug, little hug. You were just talking about love letters. Let's go for it. Simone Biles.
Ooh.
Wrote a sweet birthday note to her hubby. Are you ready for the contents of the love letter? Do you have any guesses?
Oh, poop. I think it involves a lot of excrement. That's going to be the shocking twist.
Quote.
It's going to make Vince McMahon look tame.
I'm still ready to quote. Should I now?
Go.
I love you.
That's a little underwhelming, but piffy.
It sums it up.
Yeah, to the point.
Well, can't put it off much longer. Death news.
Yes. Who is the Grim Reaper taken from us now, Robert?
16 and pregnant star Autumn.
Jesus, really?
Crittenden.
Man, those things are dropping like flies. Those pregnant teen moms.
Dead at 27.
Jesus, why? Drugs? I always say that.
Well, no. Right. She had recent health issues.
From drugs? STD and the drugs combined?
I'm going to kind of keep it to the headline this time.
All
right. Do your own research.
I'll go to Truth Social for the facts.
I tried to install Truth Social one time, and I think iPhone's against it because you can like download it, but then it won't open or something like that.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised if they're against iPhones. Just seems like something they group in with EVs.
iPhone was, at the time, kind of shadow banning it, much like the Rob and Todd show on national TV outlets.
Yeah, it wasn't until the 70s before we actually started broadcasting in color.
Let me get into some more assault news.
Wow, really?
The assaultist strikes again.
Wait. Any more death news? Did Grim Reaper do anything else?
It's
a very short list of dead people. I find that alarming.
A Missouri judge overturns a murder conviction of a man imprisoned for more than 30 years. But the person's still dead.
Fatality.
You know, Bob Newhart died. That's a big deal to me.
It is. He pretty much worked for a really long time and was involved in a lot of different stuff.
Well, that sums it up very nicely. Like, if you had to do a eulogy on the spot, I think that would do. Now, for people who actually knew him and loved him, okay, in 1950, he released a comedy album, the first of its kind. It sold 1.5 million copies. Those were actually bought copies when people actually had to work for their money pretty fucking hard, go to a record store out of their way, purchase it, take it home, unwrap it, and then play it, hoping not to break it or else they'd have to
go buy it again.
Yeah, something no one in this generation knows anything about. But yeah, that's what launched him into fame. He got an opportunity through doing comedy shows to host his own show, the Bob Newhart Show, which was a hit in the 60s or 70s, I think. Yeah, 70s. Like us, they broke the color barrier as well.
But they didn't have as big a clocks as we do.
Yeah, we're still old school. That's why they're so big. We have huge clocks for the reel-to-reel hidden camera inside. And I grew up with them on Newhart, the revival of sorts in the 80s.
Since I started on it, I'm sure everybody's pretty much dying to hear. St. Louis, a Missouri judge on Monday overturned the conviction of Christopher Dunn, who has spent more than 30 years in prison for a killing he has long contended he did not commit. So basically new evidence has come up.
Probably semen. It's always semen. Whenever they find semen, it seems like they find answers.
Want like another kind of sad story or whatever? Weird, but sad.
Yeah, weird kind of sells me on it. Let's go.
Woman shoots a baby in the leg over $100 drug debt. And it's basically on camera. So they're trying to collect the drug debt. Here, look.
This is the kind of news that people need to know.
Point the gun at the person you want the money from.
Mm-hmm.
Then instead, go to the stroller and pop their baby in the leg over it. Over $100.
Over $100. Well, it's just a flesh wound. So it's a warning. Baby knows what's next. Baby's going to pay up.
I hope the baby's all right. You know, I think everybody does, but I guess without saying.
No, babies are more resilient, man. All that baby fat, shit, bullet probably didn't even pierce. Probably got lodged in like this Michelin man type skin fold.
I don't know if they'll be able to nurse that baby back to health as well as you're going to for that Parks and Recreation chick.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but.
You can call her Aubrey. We're on a first name basis.
Aubs.
AP for short.
Any pet names yet that you can admit?
Oh, yeah. I call her Parks and Rec because she was on the show, and that's what I do to her crotch. I park it, then I wreck it. That's all I got. I don't know what you're waiting for.
For some reason, I can't envision what you're talking about there.
I park my dick, and I wreck her. Her bush.
I'm assuming she's got a bush. I thought you were talking about the clock.
No, that's perverted. No one's talking about the clock camera anymore. That's so 10 minutes ago. Jesus.
And that's a mixed bag of a news segment.
There you go. We'll edit it all together. It'll be fine in post.
Breaking news. Most people taking Ozempic are white women. Plus, four other takeaways from a new study.
You heard it here first. The most breaking news from Robin Todd. White chicks want to be skinny. Ta-da!
I'm popular in many circles. Duh.
Yeah. Not so much in the squares, though.
In case you couldn't tell, this is tech news.
Full tech in it.
Inside the $43 million Veterans Affairs Simulation Hospital. Yes, healthcare workers at the VA are piloting technology and simulating procedures in a $43 million Florida-based facility called SimVet. They've got like a $43 million practice hospital online or something.
Okay.
Or maybe they're trying to work out workflows to make things go the way
it
they should.
It sounds like a lot of buttfuckery.
Well,
me.
It is a sprawling $43 million Veterans Affairs facility.
In other words, it's just losing money left and right. That's what sprawling means when it comes to taxpayer funds.
Operating rooms, intensive care units, and an outpatient clinic.
Yeah, all that sounds nice. How are the wait times?
Well, there are no patients, at least not any real ones. So what's that chick, Aubrey?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't take her there because it's fake.
Well, you know what?
It could get her in the right mindset, maybe.
Yeah.
Is that why you were asking about wait times?
No. I was just curious because every time something and something like this is developed with the latest technology or the smartest staff or whatever, there's always some sort of kink that always affects the patients in the end. Like, well, it's a great thing to brag about, but it's kind of like when they discovered Walter Reed was actually a shitty hospital when it was a shitty hospital, because until then it was
just
like
had a name
the creme de la creme. Yeah.
The name sounded good.
Yeah, yeah. It was for our veterans, you know, specifically. And it's like, oh, okay. It's just like any other hospital, really.
Musk has a new Neuralink patient, and that implant is expected in the next week or so.
All right. And then 2 weeks from now in death news.
Fatality.
All depending.
Hey, I wonder what his horoscope says. You're fucked.
I guess let's call it. You got any closing remarks?
It's good to be back home. I enjoyed my vacation. Washington, D.C., to sum it up, is basically federal buildings and landmarks.
I've got some motivational speak.
All right, speak it.
In real healthcare news,
I'm
prepping for a colonoscopy tomorrow.
That sounds shitty.
And I have held it the whole time sitting here.
Ooh,
and if I can do that,
stool.
If I can do that, think of the things you can do, people.
Yeah, and not have to shove anything up your ass in order to do it.
God gave us free will for a reason. Actually, I just drank it. It's a massive jug. It's the nastiest prep.
Massive jug of free will right there.
I just want to go back to the old school, like magnesium citrate, but no. It's a big...
Why did they make you drink that?
It's about a gallon and a half.
Yeah, but why did they... It's not
that
like you
lemon,
have to drink that in order to shit yourself to near death.
That supposed lemon flavor that you put in there, it just made it nastier.
Fatality.
Wow, lemon. Wow, that sounds just better and better. Lemon.
You ever had Himalayan salt water? People use it as a laxative.
No. Although I do remember you telling me the life hack.
Namely, Stamy Flowens uses it. No, I was talking about the saltwater flush from, what do you know, things are coming full circle, from the lemonade diet. But that's not what we're talking about. Himalayan saltwater. Stamy Flowens. He's like a spokesperson.
Okay.
Have you ever had any?
No.
It tastes like that. But you got to drink a gallon and a half of it.
This is why they tell you not to drink ocean water. You know, it's basically a laxative. I imagine Himalayan salt water is about the same, you know, minus all the fish feces.
You could mix it in. You could mix fish feces in. You wouldn't even know. You're over it. After the first micro sip, you're over it. You know, that actually might be more of a call to arms. Rather than if I can sit here and hold it in, I was actually able to drink it in the first place, because that's the tough part, is getting it down.
I don't know, I'd still do the old school thing. That just seems more practical.
And that's colonoscopy.
Yeah, right up the ass. Right up there. We know you guys were wondering, so we told you. Yeah, you got to realize, once you enter that terminal, you have lost control over your destination. Like, you know what the flight plan is, but you're relying on everything else to go as planned for that flight plan to actually to be followed through. And there's nothing you can do. There's absolutely nothing you can do. If your flight's delayed or canceled, get a seat, get a comfortable seat. You're going to be there a while.